This is Jay, you laughing. This shit not even funny. This shit not funny, bro. This shit not funny, bro. This shit, I'm not, yo, Jay, I've never been, how can I put this? I've never been so disappointed in a Knicks young player and Knicks management until I woke up this morning and I'm fucking disgusted. Disgusted. Fucking disgusted. This is a disgrace. RJ Barrett missing 78 of his last 114 shot attempts. This man said they've got to fall at some point. Why are you so delusional? What the fuck is up with RJ? It's like I'm watching Randall. This shit is scary. He doesn't even have a clue. Where the fuck? Who is in this man's ear? Who is in his ear? You're playing trash. This shit is embarrassing. I don't have nothing good to say about RJ Barrett today. Nothing good. I can't even smoke my weed right. Why is he playing so bad? So let me look at the multiple factors upon why is he playing so bad. Number one, he's fat. He looks fat. He looks very fat. I'm looking at videos from his college year. I'm looking at videos from last year. I'm looking at videos from the almighty fourth seed. Man has no lift. He went up for a dunk attempt yesterday, and the man missed the dunk attempt like he was holding square for PS5 playing 2K. He tried to dunk the other day. He got blocked from behind by some random white boy, and then he went to the foul line and missed the free throw. He's going in the lane, trying to lay the ball up over 8 people. Why? Why is he regressing? This shit is bothering me. He's fucking regressing. Now, my solution to my $120 million third overall pick regressing, I'm looking at two men. I'm looking at Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau. Shout outs to Leon Rose. You spent over $300 million. You straddled my man with Julius Randle. Randle should have been gone 2 years ago. I've been on this app for 3 years telling people Randle and RJ do not fit together at all. They do the same shit. They both want to get in the lane. They both want to go to the paint. They do the same shit. RJ Barrett numbers is down across the board from last year, even his drives. They don't fit. So why do you continue to trot both of them dumbasses out there? It looked like they fighting for possessions again. Brunson over here, he got on his hot, he's masking Tibbs. Pathetic, mediocre offense where Brunson is literally going ISO every play. Every play. And we didn't even lose the game last night because of RJ. That's the fucked up shit about it. He was playing bad. He played piss poor. It was one play where we lost that. Julius Randle, this dickhead, wants to take a heat check 3 in OT. Why? Justin ball hogged the fucking ball away from you. They got my boy going into the lane. Obi Toppin hands is up. And RJ just decides to still shoot the ball. That's a coaching issue. What film is Tibbs watching? Is he holding RJ accountable? Obviously not. You tried him out there for 44 fucking minutes, bro? For him to go 6-for-22? You got Jalen Brunson go. Let me say something about Jalen Brunson. To you idiot fans who say stupid shit like, Brunson's our number one option. Brunson is this. If Brunson's your number one option, you're not winning shit. Point blank, period. If he's your number two option, you're not winning shit. Point blank, period. He was next to Luka. They didn't go far. Why y'all fellas think they didn't go far? They got to the Western Conference Finals, by the way. But they faced a lot of teams that had injuries, by the way. But they was never going to win a championship. So now you got a championship three option with another championship three or fourth option in Julius Randle with another. I can't even call RJ Barrett a championship option. He didn't even earn that shit. From his play this year. He ain't earned shit. So now you got a fourth option with a three option with a three option masquerading for the Knicks while Tibbs dick y'all down. Tibbs is dicking the Knicks right now. And y'all allowing this shit. He ruining the Knicks. How dare you come on Twitter Spaces?
RJ Barrett.
Where was you in your Twitter profile 3 years ago when I said trade Randle? None of you motherfuckers was on Twitter. All these new profiles with voices. Where was y'all motherfuckers at when I was fighting the timeline saying why the fuck are we winning games? Where the fuck was y'all at? Twitter Spaces got everybody feeling themselves. Everybody got a voice now. Some of y'all need to shut the fuck up. Talking about, oh, Jalen Brunson, he's a great one option. What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win when you say stupid shit like that? Update your standards. Especially 90s Knicks fans. You dudes are pathetic. I thought young Knicks fans was the gross section part of the fan base. You 90s Knicks fans is unbearable. Enough.
RJ Barrett.
Where was you when they straddled RJ next to Alfred Payton? You bastards. You wasn't on Twitter. You was at home shaking ass like Papa Left. Who's shaking his ass during the almighty fourth seed, motherfucker. Where was you 2 years ago when I said, how about we trade Mitch? I was on that train one time. Let's trade Mitch. Let's get him out of here. Let's get some assets for Mitch. During the COVID season, I said that, though. Why did you say that, Sylvester? Because I seen a deep lottery and a deep draft, and I wanted to get the most assets I can. Because if RJ Barrett is not the guy, if he's Green Lantern, something I said about him years ago, okay, so draft me another guy. Draft me that guy. This is why I take the draft personal. I take it seriously. It's like a religion for me. Because you're supposed to build. The Knicks is a funky, funny organization. This is the organization. You can't compare this organization to other organizations. For example, when I hear fans say, we drafted Kevin Knox over SGA. when I hear Cassius talk this stupid SGA shit, and literally, Cassius wakes up in the morning, brushes his teeth, lies to himself, and says, we're going to get SGA. Or you got other people who wake up in the morning, lie to themselves, and say, we should have drafted SGA over Kevin Knox. We would have used them like Kyle Korver, you dickheads! Why? Why waste SGA's time? We drafted him to Jeff Horner trash. We had David Fizz shit. David Fizdale was ass. Man started Trey at point guard. He had Kevin Knox at shooting guard. He'd have put SGA at power forward. Fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up with the SGA shit. Because now you're just making up shit to make yourself feel better. Cassius, stop making up shit to make yourself feel better. Enough. Grow up. Oh, the Knicks, we got enough assets. So we're going to get a superstar. We missed out on Spider-Man, bro. How dare you talk to me about trading for a star? How dare you? How dare you? Even if Leon Rose. This is the thing that pisses me off the most. Leon Rose is a former agent. He sold us on connections. He had failed to connect his ass to a superstar. This summer, he put me through 2 straight months of hell where I mentioned Donovan Mitchell's name more than my own father's. I mentioned Donovan Mitchell more than my own father. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, cool. You wanted to put RJ in the deal? Okay, cool. You want to make Quentin Grimes Mr. Untouchable? Okay, cool. You wanted a star? You missed out on him. You missed out on KD a couple years ago. You missed out on Bron in 2010. So don't sell me on trading for a star. That's stupid. That's coke abuse, heroin abuse, crack abuse. That is that Knicks drug that Knicks fans continue to take, and it must stop. Matter of fact, from now on, when I go into Twitter spaces, if I hear somebody talking about trading for a star, I'm immediately leaving the Twitter spaces because I'm not doing that no more. You're only killing your own self. You're killing your brain. You're killing your mental. Cassius, don't talk about SGA no more. Cassius, for what? For what? OKC rebuilding. This is the most fucked up shit about it. We playing OKC the first game when we lost to them. Mike Breen is talking about OKC. He like, oh yeah, OKC is a rebuilding team. You know, the Knicks are trying to win. We're getting our heads bashed in by 10 plus. And he's talking about OKC being a rebuilding team and the Knicks wanting to go to the playoffs. You got Knicks fans who is screaming at me, telling me Jalen Brunson is our one option. Do you think that's a great take? Really? That's a good take to you? Like, listen to what I'm saying to you right now as a Knicks fan. You want to go to the playoffs and you want to get far, but you're sitting on Twitter spaces telling over 50 Knicks fans Jalen Brunson is our one option, and you're happy with that. Up your standards. Because we're not winning shit like that. Not in today's NBA. The Sacramento Kings and the Indiana Pacers. The Kings traded Tyrese Haliburton to the Pacers for Sabonis. And my Knicks don't even want to pick up the phone call for Julius Randle. Little shit like that bothers me. Draft Obi Toppin. And this is one of the biggest things to me. This is why, this is another indictment. And this is why Tibbs must be fired. Cassius, you're not stopping me from talking to talk about SGA. I don't give a fuck about SGA, Cassius. Unmute yourself. Don't talk to me about a star. None of that.
Yo, it's Saturday morning, brother. What are we doing here, my
guy? I don't
guy?
Give a shit.
Why are you so upset? Listen, I just want to say this. Because I just want to say this real bad. Quick.
RJ looks whack. That's why I'm upset.
I understand. I feel you. I feel
he looks whack.
I feel your pain. But listen, brother. Like, my thing is like, all right, you're saying that we don't have a number one option, but you don't want to trade for nobody. So how do you expect us to get better, my brother? How? You don't want to talk about trading for somebody who's better than what we got, right? You want to mute everybody that's trades. You want to mute SGA. You want to mute all the shit, right? How do you want to get better, my guy? Where are we going?
South for Jay. Can you please answer this question for me, please? Because yo, Cat act like yo, we
don't. First thought, I came on, you know, being, because, you know, Stay's my little bro. I had to show some support. I know he hurting.
I feel
hurt
pain
people.
Too, I love
hurt
RJ
people,
Barrett,
hurt people.
I love him, but he's not playing
hurt
with
people, hurt people. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just enjoying your Pac hit him up shit. Stay, this is hilarious. But, Nick, bro, I'm not going to sell hope to y'all. Y'all Knicks fans are the customers. Y'all the fiends for the biggest hope dealers in sports. You know what I mean? That's all MSG does. MSG is just the block. You know what I mean? And they sell hope to y'all year after year. So I'm not selling hope. Y'all not getting better. No time soon. Embrace the pace. This is the New York Pacer era. I'm going to say it every time I come on Spaces until y'all get it. Y'all not getting better. Y'all not getting better. Y'all going to tread fucking water for the next couple of years. Them contracts ain't going nowhere, right? The draft picks ain't going to be high enough. And if you keep this fucking coach, because if he stays 500, he's going to stay right there on the bench. So y'all draft picks ain't going to play anyway, right? Y'all going to keep dicking around Obi. Cam is gone. Right, so then y'all going to turn to Grimes, who he's a good asset, good young dude, good glue guy. He's nothing better than that.
He's a good backup shooting guard.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But that's it.
No,
that's it.
Enough.
That's it.
Thompson.
All that bullshit thinking that his ceiling is no. That's what he is, and that's fine. I'm not even trying to knock the kid. But you said it earlier. We are a team full of 3s and 4s at the top. And you can't win with 3s and 4s masking as 1s and even 2s. They not them dudes. And I want to know who the fuck said Brunson is a number one option. Please tell me who's that.
Bro, last
because I'm going to light them up if they come on any type of space on my timeline for that bullshit.
Last night, literally, I'm in a Twitter spaces. I'm not going to say which spaces I was in. Cause I don't want the Twitter wars later on.
Uh-huh.
But I'm in a Twitter spaces and somebody's literally saying Brunson is the one option for the Knicks. Brunson wow. is the closer for the Knicks. I got news for you, South.
He if, could be a closer, but a one well, option is a dude that you depend on every night to carry your team. Brunson carries himself. I don't care what y'all would say, bro. If y'all don't watch these games with y'all eyes, and I'm not knocking the kid. He's good
South,
at what he does.
Right cooking.
But he's good at what he does. Like, if we have a star and you say, yo, Brunson is my dude, I need to help me with buckets, like how Middleton helps Giannis with buckets, then I'm cool. Then you cooking with some grease. If you're telling me that a fucking 5'11 point guard is your number one option and his name ain't fucking Isaiah Thomas, that's a bullshit. So he ain't no fucking number one option. That motherfucker could get in the lane and do a million fucking pump fakes and flops to get his points, which I respect. He is efficient, and he gets it. That's fine. I can't knock that. But he's not a number one. Because the moment y'all turn him into a number one, and a team with an actual coach realizes, like, wait a minute, why are we not fucking hunting this dude every time down the floor?
then you're going to lead into, guess what? Y'all going to get fatigue. Y'all going to get injuries. Y'all already got a maniac coach that's more than willing to play in 40 minutes a game. That shit looks cute in November. In February, that shit ain't going to look that cute. Ain't going to look that cute when he out with fucking a grind here or a fucking high ankle sprain here or one of them shits. You don't fucking have no midget point guard as your number one. Who the fuck does that in the NBA in the Lord's year of 2022? I don't want to hear that shit.
It's really embarrassing because Brunson, right? And last night was a game where I literally watched the Knicks, and I apologize to the timeline for Randall and RJ Barrett. Those two gave Brunson absolutely no help last night. And you know who else didn't give him no help? Tom Thibodeau, look, don't get me wrong. Brunson is damn good. And I can't wait to see him.
Good morning, Brother State. Good morning, Brother South. Good morning.
Morning,
good
my morning. Guy.
Hey.
What's up, Jay?
Hey.
What's up?
RJ is probably the most delusional Nick I've ever seen, bro. Like, it's not clicking for him, bro.
It's like that shit, that quote that he said last night where he said, I'm fine.
Yeah, it ain't.
Bro. Honestly, Jay, like, that sounded like some Julius Randle shit. I don't condone silly shit like that. I feel like he needs to just shut the fuck up, just get in the lab, and just work. He said some shit this summer. Remember what RJ said? We're going to shock the world.
Shut the fuck up. This is what AAU and the circuit does to these kids, bro. They can't really handle failure, bro. And he can't. You could tell, like, in his mind, he's him to him. Like, there's no way around. Like, he gonna keep shooting. He don't give a fuck. He's the max guy. He don't care about. Yo, when he drove to them four plays and ignored Obi and quit last night, bro, I couldn't believe he was playing like that, bro. Like, I don't even think Randall has done that at his lowest points, bro. Like, it's egregious, bro. It's fucking egregious, bro. And Tommy D is talking about Cam ain't good defensively. RJ was guarding Simmons last night. I was like, bro, if Cam was healthy last night, there was no way in the world RJ would be guarding Simmons. No way. And Simmons wouldn't have 40. No way, bro. Factual. No way. Listen, State, I don't care what you say. Grimes and Cam should start the wings. RJ needs to be on the bench for a little while until he figures shit out, bro. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
I'm not mad at what you just said. I'm more mad with Tibbs the more y'all speak. He kept RJ out there for 43 minutes, Jay. I'm in front of the hospital TV begging Thibodeau to sit RJ Barrett. This is like the fifth time I begged him to sit RJ Barrett this season. Fellas, this fucking coach, he has to go. And then let's talk about Quentin Grimes real quick, man. What pisses me off with Grimes the most is the way Tibbs uses him. Grimes is smart. He's intelligent on both sides of the ball. I don't want to ever hear a fan call him Klay Thompson ever again. He's shooting under 30% from three. He was supposed to be an elite defender, better than Cam Reddish. The way he got dogged last night, I don't ever want to hear another Knicks fan say that shit ever again. Y'all need that section of the fan base. You need to shut the fuck up from me to you. The fact that he wasn't in no trade talks for Donovan Mitchell and Donovan Mitchell's averaging 30 right now, that's a stain on Leon Rose. The fact that he couldn't start last season and you decided to start Evan Fournier instead of Quentin Grimes, to only start him in one game for him to break the rookie record for most threes in a start, and then you sit him for the next game, and then he gets hurt, that's on Tom Thibodeau. When your coach is a maniac dumbass, this is what you get. Grimes is only one of the willing passers on the squad. Can't even get 30 minutes. Willing passer. He can't start for the Knicks because he's just too small. When you have RJ Barrett being hunted on defense, you have to start Cam Reddish. You got to. That shit was embarrassing. They literally, and then besides RJ, Brunson and Randall these two motherfuckers can't defend shit. So now you got Brunson, Randle, and RJ who can't defend in the starting lineup. We're not winning nothing. This is about the third or fourth time the Knicks allowed a team to score 130-plus points or more this season.
Fam, it's going to get worse. You realize that we've had a cakewalk schedule. We've missed, like, damn near every major star except Giannis. And what happened when we play Giannis? Anybody, what happened? Can y'all tell me what happened?
We got destroyed.
Oh, okay. Yo, and this is so guess Cam, what? That's what happened late on in the season. Trust me.
So this is where Cam loses his money every time, too, right? Because he in a situation where he should be playing now. Like, this is time to get your money. Like, RJ's struggling. Rhymes can't really guard nobody. This is where you get paid. And he's sitting on the bench in the Montclair. So he got to get his shit together, too.
No, he got to get healthy, Jay, but hold on.
I think his value going up now, sir. You think people ain't seeing what the fuck going on there? You think people ain't seeing the difference in the team when he out there, when he not out there? So let that young man sit. Let him sit. Let him chill. Don't let him save Tibbs. Don't let him save Tibbs. I was saying that shit the last 2 weeks. I hated the fact that Cam was saving Tibbs. It was like bittersweet because I was glad that the kid was showing what he got. But I'm like, fuck, he's saving Tibbs where Tibbs don't even want his ass there. Oh. So don't let him save Tibbs. Let Cam sit. I don't even want to see Cam no more. If y'all want honesty, fuck it. I don't want to see him no more. Hey, don't let him save Tibbs. Let Tibbs fucking die like he need to on that bench. Let him die on that bench. You know what I mean? We don't need to see him. Fuck
so as I'm hitting my blunt and I'm watching Quentin Grimes yesterday, I put out a tweet. Simple tweet. And I said, I don't know what Nick fans see in Quentin Grimes. You got dudes coming under my tweet. Oh, he's a great defender. He makes great passes. Yo, South, didn't I tell you Nick fans was going to say Grimes make great passes? Didn't I
Family.
Tell you?
They trying to hype him up. MSG, the MSG, you know, politics will put the hype machine. And, of course, Knicks fans, 90% of them are just fucking sheep. So they following. I told y'all niggas, excuse me, y'all don't even like using that word. Uh-huh. I told y'all brothers, Grimes is Dotson 2.0. People laugh. People was like, what you talking about? He don't know basketball yet? He is Dotson 2.0. Go check all the fucking stats and tell me who got better stats, Dotson or Grimes. And y'all come back at me.
And, like, for me, they put a target on his back. And he's not showing me anything. Like, absolutely nothing. So, Nick fans who gifted him a starting job, this is what you get. The man is not even shooting 30% from three, and you motherfuckers told me he was one of the best shooters on the team all fucking summer long.
Bro, nobody can shoot threes on this whole team, bro. I've got to have a 48. So we had a 48.
Okay.
Nobody can shoot threes. Obi can't really shoot. That shit, he's like 3 for 17 from his three-point shot the last couple games.
Last five games.
Nobody can shoot. Not even Grimes. So Brunson can't shoot the three either. We seen that last night. He couldn't close with the three.
Is this a see? This is what I mean by coaching, right? Because when I look at the Knicks and I look at Tibbs and I look at all of our players, most of our players are shooting under 43% from the field. My number three overall
disgusting.
It's very disgusting. My number three overall pick shot 41% from the field last season under this coach. And now he's currently shooting 39% from the field. That is wow. You have a power forward in Julius Randle who literally acts like a guard and is shooting 45%.
You know, if I'm mistaken, RJ and Randle can't play with good players.
I don't think they could play together.
They can't play with a Brunson. They can't play with other good players. It has to be about them, bro. They just not winning players, bro.
Jay, I made that point last night. I said one of the big reasons RJ's struggling is because of Brunson. One of the biggest reasons RJ's struggling is because of Brunson.
He can't play with
a good player that can shoot and will command those shots. So that's throwing RJ off because, like you said, he can't put up volume counting stats, even though he's getting the volume up. But now it's like the whole efficiency shit is spotlighted on him now. And he crumbled under that pressure. When it wasn't nobody that was efficient, he could just put up the counting stats, get his shit punched a couple times a game, miss three layups every time a game, but put up 20, where the fans and MSG fucking employees can hype him up, he good.
It's not
now a... when you see a better player out there that actually scores efficiently, it's like, oh shit, this dude actually ain't that good.
But my point to y'all is, as I'm listening to y'all talk, I just think this is a coaching scheme. This, for me, just everything that's transpiring, what is the coach doing to put this man in positions to succeed?
Hey, playing him 43 minutes, that's what he's doing.
State, yeah. Let me answer that real quick. Uh-huh. I'm going to give you a little credit for that, too. Because a good coach would never let RJ fucking Barrett shoot 20 times a game.
Dude, that's exactly.
I agree with you. Exactly. So I do agree with you. A good coach would never let RJ Barrett put up 20 fucking shots.
At all. At all. Yo, South, I told you over the summer, I told you and Jay, I don't want to see RJ Barrett taking 17 shots a game. That's not good for him. RJ Barrett is good with about 13 to 15
you
shots.
You said 14. You said 14 shots.
I said the 14 shit. When he had that game, that he looked nice in preseason, I said, that's perfect. I said, 14 shots is all I want to see RJ.
Oh, yeah, stop to say that. Yeah.
I said, that was it. I said, that's perfect.
Everything up for me. When I'm watching Jalen Brunson go down and he literally let nobody else touch the ball and he shoots a midi, I have a problem with that. I watch other teams, and I watch how they point guards run the team, and I just think that he's doing what Tibbs is asking him to do, and that's getting to the paint and score. I don't think Tibbs is asking him to actually run the team. When I'm thinking about running the team, I'm thinking about an offense. I'm thinking about set plays. I'm thinking about Jalen Brunson running multiple pick-and-roll plays in one play. I don't see shit like that. I see one pick-and-roll. Brunson go up, he's shooting the midi. Can RJ play with Jalen Brunson? That's another question.
That's a good question. I'll put it like this. My thing is, I understand in today's NBA, you know, point guards are more scoring. I get that. But when your point guard, and I'm seeing this every fucking game, comes down 3-4 possessions straight without passing the ball, that's a problem. He's not a point guard at that point. At that point, excuse me. He's not a point guard. I'm sorry. Not when you come in there 3-4 possessions straight and your teammates don't touch the motherfucking rack.
Yeah, it's embarrassing on Brunson's behalf as a point guard, but I think he's just asking – I think he's just doing what the coach is asking him to do. And Brunson is a guy that I cannot wait to see him under a different coach in a different offense. He's spectacular. He's playing like an all-star. He should be in the All-Star game this season. Last night was one of...
It's impossible, man. They blown that fun, bro. He can't be. It's impossible.
So, you know, the way he's playing so far, I think he should be an All-Star. I'm going to give Brunson that respect of, you know, I think he's been playing well this season. Does he fit next to RJ Barrett? I don't think that's the question for me, matter of fact, South. It's does he fit next to RJ and Randle? See, RJ and Randle and Brunson is all lefties. RJ and Randle occupies the same spots on the
floor. You wrong, State. Here's what you wrong.
Okay.
We ain't supposed to be concerned about fitting nobody with RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett is a role player.
But
he needs to fit around. He needs to fit around a star eventually.
Okay.
And humble himself. All right. He's Lou Dort. Lou Dort fits around SGA. SGA don't fit around Lou Dort.
You're right in the aspect of he needs to fit next to a star. Where I disagree with you is he's our number 3 overall pick, so I'm still trying to give him that respect. I'm not going to be out on RJ Barrett because a bunch of fans is screaming at me every day that RJ Barrett sucks. This is not how this works. I'm not trading RJ Barrett. That's not a conversation for me. I'm trying to figure out ways, how the fuck can I get this guy to get it going? When I look at RJ and Randle, it just does not work. This is why I wanted Randle gone years ago. Now RJ's doing Randle shit, like going into three people, turning the ball over. Even his good game the other day, he had 6 turnovers. So I can't even appreciate.
You know what I think, State? There's nobody, no way somebody that played for Coach K don't know better.
Yeah.
Like he knows better.
Coach K is different.
There's no way somebody Steve Nash godson and don't know better.
But Coach K is different. Thibodeau. You know, like, even that offense that RJ ran in college, it was a lot of isolation, but it was a pecking order. RJ Barrett played next to a generational talent in Zion Williamson. What the fuck have we put around RJ Barrett these past 3 years? That's another one of my arguments too. I'm looking at fucking Ja Morant and Zion Williamson. Take Zion off the Pelicans roster. They still got Brandon Ingram. And Ingram is better than every fucking Knick player we got on the roster. Ingram is better than every Knick player I seen walk through that doors besides Carmelo Anthony within the past 22 years. Every single one of them.
Would Brandon you trade RJ Barrett for Brandon Ingram?
Not trade RJ Barrett. That is not a conversation for me. Why are you playing with me right now, Papa Left? Matter of fact, I got to roll up again because I know Papa Left going to ask me some crazy shit. But ask me some crazy shit.
Lou Dort!
But look at what Zion is around and the Grizzlies. You got Ja Morant. Did you know Desmond Bane was drafted after Emmanuel Quickly?
Absolutely, bro. I understand that. But this I'm gonna say it again, State. We can't be worrying about the fit around RJ. We have to fit a superstar above RJ. And he has to compliment that superstar.
But you
like the role player. We just gotta accept the role player.
Jay, you want to wake up in the morning and lie to yourself in the mirror every day? You have no choice, Jay. You gave him $120 million, bro. What you want me to do? And then you say, fit him next to a star.
Listen, nobody hate Leon Rose more than me. I've been saying this for 2 years.
I might hate
him
more than you.
I despise Leon Rose, bro. Despise him.
What do you despise about him?
After the Knicks in 30 years.
What do you despise about him?
Bro, he's supposed to be a talent getter. He's supposed to have connections in CAA. He hasn't connected shit. Like you just said, he hasn't invested in the draft. He hired an archaic 79-year-old coach that doesn't understand how the modern NBA runs and just turns his blind eye to what's happening on the court. Like, you can see the product out there. You see the plays that you put together. Nobody fits together. The roster's clunky. Everybody's for himself. And you just continue to turn a blind eye by, and then never talk to us. Never utter a word to the fan base. And just steal Dolan's money. Bro, it's the craziest fucking heist job I've seen over the 35 years I've been watching the Knicks. Like, he's one of the worst fucking basketball operations I've ever seen.
Yo, Jay, he had 74 mil, a freshly drafted number 3 pick.
Yeah, the black guys draft. Left him with all them assets and he ruined it.
And a supposedly 3-man draft, right? And how many picks they had at the time? 11 picks?
Yeah, they had like 8, 9 at the time with the KP trade. Right.
Huh? And this is what the fuck we get 2 years later? Bro.
I give you another move, right? That same RJ Barrett draft, right? The Knicks could have traded back up in the first round and got another late first round pick.
And man, they should have had Maxey, bro. They should have had Maxey. They should have had Bones. They should have had fucking Desmond Bane. They should have had all these guys. I can even go back to Bobo. They should have drafted fucking Bobo. Bobo was drafted 49 or some shit, bro. Like, come
on. Who they drafted that year? Oh, that was the RJ Barrett draft. You know who they drafted? They drafted Iggy Brazdingus.
Yeah. Fucking optics bullshit again, bro. Yo, the Knicks, there's a man, I don't know if it's Scott Perry, but there's a mandate to have star players, homeboys on the roster, right? They did it with Alfred Payton and Randall 1 year. They signed Ryan Arcinado a whole 365 days ago to recruit Jalen Brunson this year, and he put his daddy on the bench on top of that. And then they fucking drafted Iggy Brazdingas for RJ that year. Like, bro, come on. We can't be wasting roster spots on friendships and shit. Like, no normal NBA team run like this, bro.
Agreed.
You run 15 men at a time, the best talent you can get, and right. The talent you think fits together properly.
But you know who that is? That's Teflon Don Scott Perry. Nobody talks about this motherfucker. He's
it
like
gotta be him, because he's been doing the same
to remember different strokes. He the Gooch, the invisible bully. Y'all, if y'all go fuck his study, y'all be him. Shit.
Just, that's what he's been there, they've been doing that. Bully.
The Gooch. Because this motherfucker, he gets Alfred Payton, promises his family a starting job. He gets Mario Hezonja because he drafted him. Vonley. He gets all the motherfuckers that's his dudes from his fail or his mediocre stops at fucking Detroit and the Kings. And they all get fucking signed by the Knicks. Why nobody is giving him no smoke?
Yo, exactly. And Leon Rose is allowing this shit, bro. You can't tell me, like, people get mad with the whole, I put up the Kevin Knox tweet yesterday. Why couldn't Kevin Knox be a fucking Reggie Bullock? Why couldn't it be, why y'all couldn't develop into a 3 and D wing?
Because Tibbs is a dickhead. I throw this right back at you, Madison.
Tibbs didn't give Knox a chance, bro.
He didn't. And he tried to do it to Cam Reddish, but then MSG politics is undefeated. That's why.
By the way, when we talk about Kevin Knox, remember the game against Atlanta during the fake season when he had that big three at the end of the third quarter in Atlanta? Like, we all knew that he could space the floor and do that. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course. That's the reason why I battled for Kevin Knox minutes.
Dude, he had a decent rookie year. Like, he showed us the signs before the Knicks ruined. The Knicks ruined every young player. Like, Obi Toppin's a fucking player of the year, national player of the year. Like, they fucking kill players, bro. They kill RJ Barrett. They kill fucking Obi Toppin. They fucking, they can't kill Quickly because Quickly is insane. They kill.
Yeah, I hate to talk about it. They kill Frank, too. Because Frank is good enough to motherfucking come off the bench and help Luka Doncic, the fucking MVP, win playoff games. But he wasn't good enough to do that for us, though. And we drafted him. He wasn't good enough to do that for us, though.
Exactly.
We even had a series where we let fucking Trae Young, you know, go batshit crazy. And he wasn't good enough to come off the bench and help. The Knicks come out of nowhere, all the time, bro.
When you draft the guys that can help you, but you don't want to invest in talent. You don't you where fucking young players go to die. And don't blame, you can't blame the fans, bro. It ain't our fault that young players die for the Knicks. They die, bro.
But see, Jay, that right there, what you just said, is the tape that I want you to stay on. Right? The Knicks are ruining. It's not even the Knicks. It's Tom Thibodeau. He's ruining the young players. Mitchell Robinson has never looked more worse under Tom Thibodeau than he does now.
Because he's not.
Mitchell Robinson looked better under David Fizdale than Tom Thibodeau.
That is. Hold on, State. Hold on, my guy. You're making a good point, but I got to push back. Mitchell Robinson looked his best under DeAndre Jordan. That's when the fuck he looked his best, if everybody got short memories.
Absolutely.
When DeAndre Jordan was fucking mentoring Mitch looked like the future.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And
with less on the roster, too. With less on the roster.
But we used Mitchell Robinson more. We actually used him several times per game.
It ain't even the offensive stuff, bro. Like, he was setting better picks. His rebounder was better. Like, he looked like a baby Jordan.
Thank you. Because he was looking like Bambi until DeAndre Jordan came, and he started refining his game. He
refined him a little bit. But that's the type of vets that you got to invest in. Like, vets willing to teach and fucking put something in the young players. Not D-Rose crying to fucking Tom Thibodeau about playing time. He's a fucking bitch, too.
Yeah, yo, D-Rose, I don't even want to talk about D-Rose. He shouldn't even be on the Knicks. Can I ask y'all real?
Shouldn't be in the NBA.
Papa Lev, I gotta ask you a question. Right? You are old, like, we're around the same age.
My baldness puts me ahead of you, but yes.
Okay. Do the Knicks, has anybody ever signed with the Knicks within the past 22 years and that contract was a net positive by the time they ended their time with the Knicks?
No. Nope.
Nope. Okay. Okay.
Moot Morris. That was the only motherfucker. Moot Morris.
That's a great answer. I'm thinking about the guys, right? These are the type of guys we sign. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Lee. Aaron Aflalo. Joakim Noah. Robin Lopez. Tim Hardaway Jr. These are the type of guys we've signed. Andrea Bargnani. Jerome James.
Yo, Jerome James was one of the worst Knicks I've ever seen in my life.
5 years, 30 mil, and I will die on this hill. There was a game on a Saturday night against Minnesota Timberwolves where he had a gray flake in his bald head for the entire game. I'm not sure how he did it. If anybody remembers this, I will die on that hill. He had a gray piece of fluff on his bald head, and it couldn't stop looking at it all night. Knicks lost by like 20 that game. I think Wally Szczerbiak might have even played in that game. By the way, Wally Szczerbiak,
I hate that mofo.
I hate Wally Szczerbiak. I have no reservations about saying it. I hate him. I really despise his entire existence.
Who girl?
He said, Emmanuel quickly stepped back and shot a 29-foot three-pointer, and he goes, flamethrower! I was like, yo, shut up.
Yo,
nah, but he did that with your boy Grimes. Oh, Grimes looks super explosive in that.
Stop it. Come Stop. That's why I hate him. I don't want. I don't co-sign any Wally Szczerbiak oriented anything. Why does he have the job?
To
MSG
make
politics.
To make Nick.
But Fan- why? What MSG?
Because he told the company line.
But why Wally?
Like he did last night.
Why not LeVar Postel? Why Wally?
He didn't play for the Knicks.
He is going to say the dumb shit that he said last night. So
but why? How did? Can someone get to the bottom of this? How did Wally Szczerbiak end up with the Knicks broadcast team? Is he a New Yorker?
Yeah, he's from Long Island. He's from Long Island.
Oh, Alan Hahn's boy. My bad. He's a little butt buddy. He's a little lapdog bitch.
Isn't there actually one guy that we signed that actually winded up having good value? Morris, right? But then, I mean, we traded him.
We traded Mook Morris.
We traded Morris, and that started the whole tree. You know, like that whole tree that was circling around. We got a lot. We got like Emmanuel Quickly, I think, from that pick. Like, there's just a lot of entertainment.
Let's officially burn that tree. I'm gonna tell you why.
We're
gonna burn that tree.
Why?
Because there are trade rumors for Emmanuel Quickly right now. So I don't give a fuck about that tree.
Yeah, and Porzingis is and Porzingis is better than all those people on the tree.
That's not even a question. That's not even a question. He's better than anybody on the Knicks right now. And y'all fight me if y'all don't believe that shit.
Charlotte. That's not a question. Charlotte.
All right, you ready? I'm going to give you Knicks free agent signings. You ready?
Free agent signings? Can you give me Knicks free agent signings? I want you to give me the free agent signings after the Knicks traded Patrick Ewing.
The KP trade
you ready?
Will never
you ready? You ready? I got you. In 2001, the Knicks signed sharpshooter Allen Houston to a 6-year, $100 million deal.
that was the beginning of the end.
Hold on a second. Hold on. It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my fiance's not here. I can still talk. All right. 2002, Marcus Camby sent with the draft rights to Nene Hilario for Antonio McDice.
Oh, my God.
Knicks signed Jerome James 5 years, $30 million. He averaged 5 points and four rebounds.
Hold on, Papa Left. And this is in a spin. This is right after you trade Ewing. This is the bad juju you get. Keep going.
I'll give you one good one. Mm-hmm. The Knicks did sign Raymond Felton. I'll give you that.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Keep going.
No, he's good. Amari Stoudemire, J.R. Smith, 4 years, $24 million, not bad. Carmelo, here's a bad one. Okay. Carmelo, 5 years, $124 million.
I don't think that was a bad deal.
Oh, yes, it was. Extension was disgusting. Hold on. I got more. Don't worry. Robin Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Here, I'm going to read the article, what it says. That brings us to the 2015 offseason where New York had their eyes on free agents to pair alongside Melo. They extended offers to DeAndre Jordan. That was the DeAndre Jordan sleepover, Mark Cuban, come back here. Bullshit. LaMarcus Aldridge and Greg Monroe. What did the Knicks end up with? Robin Lopez, 3 years, $60 million. Courtney Lee, 4 years, $48 million. Lance Thomas, 4 years, $25 million. Joakim Noah, 4 years.
The worst basketball player I've ever seen in my life.
4 years, $72 million. And they also traded for Derrick Rose.
Like, the Knicks.
Oh, I have all the signings. Clarence Weatherspoon, 5 years, $27 million.
That's a name.
Dikembe Mutombo, 2 years, $8 million. Vin Baker, 2 years, $8 million. Jared Jeffries, 5 years, $30 million.
I hate Jared Jeffries.
Don't ever in your life, Papa Left, mention Jared Jeffries ever again. I had to mute everybody just to say that. Don't you ever mention Jared Jeffries' name again. I watched that man miss a wide open layup in the playoffs while Melo scored 40 plus on jump shots. Don't you ever mention him again. Ever.
I actually have a rhyme in the Jeremy Lin anthem. It's one time when people call me lefty and my favorite Nick is, well, I just won't say it.
Oh my God.
David Lee, 6 years, $80 million. Steve Novak, 4 years, $15 million.
Oh, my God.
Meta World Peace, 2 years, $3 million. Not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Hope you with the Knicks.
Aaron Aflalo, 2 years, 16 mil. Derek Williams, 2 years, 10 mil. Kevin Serafin.
Oh, he
1 year, $2.8 million.
Sucks.
Tim Hardaway Jr., 4 years, 71 mil. And then everything else is normal until we get to Randle.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just at some point, man, these motherfuckers got to get it right, man. I'm super glad you rung that whole free agency stuff off to me. Because it's pathetic. It's like in our blood. It's like in our DNA to be mediocre. We've been mediocre since 01. What? Why the fuck is RJ Barrett so ass right now, yo? That shit is mind-boggling.
See, as long as you can admit that he's not playing well, then we're good. Because you would last night, you wouldn't trade him for Luka Doncic.
I'm still not trading for Luka Doncic.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What?
That's crazy. What?
Like, who do y'all think y'all dealing with? Like, who the fuck y'all think y'all talking to when y'all talk to me? Y'all think I'm going to just change my stance because he's playing bad? Like, This is what I mean. Did you see RJ Barrett last November? You thought he played bad this November. Last year, he was even more disgusting. He averaged 9 points last year in November. I remember this, going through this. So, I have no issue with saying RJ Barrett is playing bad right now. The issue that I do have is when people constantly pile on and then say stupid shit like, oh, we need to get a star in the building, but then don't have no resolution to get that star in the building. I'm so
sick of talking about trading RJ for the star, fam. Talk about putting RJ in the pack.
I'm not trading RJ Barrett for no
reason. I know where to get a star. We use
you want a crazy season of counting stats and a 45-day flu every season for 120 mil?
Well,
is that something that's that good?
Get him away from Randle, man.
We have to draft a star. We have to use these three draft picks that we have right now in the top 16 and hopefully one hits.
James, are you new to this?
No, I know they're not going to use all three picks. We're going to package
them. Okay. As long as we know.
I know they're not going
to
use all three.
Every time State sees a new name, are you new to this? Let me introduce myself.
No, but James is thinking logical basketball sense, but he's not talking MSG language. MSG language is more ancient than hieroglyphics. It's hard to fucking break down shit. They ain't going to do the right thing. The right thing to do when you have three first is to let the season go. You have to look at it now and be like, where are we going with Brunson, Randall, and RJ?
May I ask, where's Clyde? Why is Wally on the broadcast so much?
Maybe Clyde, he's old. He's old. Maybe, maybe he just can't handle the grind like he used to be.
Well, it's realistically only going to be two picks probably, because I don't think the Wizards are going to last and stay up there. So it would really be two picks. And you never know. They could make two draft picks, but I doubt it.
Right now, I think that we should tank every game. 13th.
This will get Ari horny. We should tank every game against the Wizards.
Yo, Ari, I know you came up here to piss me off. So I'm so glad that my blunt is lit. Ari, unmute yourself. What do you want to say to me today? Because you were
so I have a couple things to say real quick. First of all, State, I respect a man who stands on his take. When I said trade Randle during COVID season, I got a bunch of blowback also, and it turned around for me. So I respect you for standing on your take. Although I would say you would trade RJ for Luka Doncic if no one knew about it. You would do it, I think, but that's a talk for a different day. My take for today is simple. We have to explore trading Jalen Brunson. I'm sorry, guys. We have to explore trading Jalen Brunson.
That's so stupid.
He's the only guy on the team who has trade value.
That doesn't mean you trade him.
All right, listen, Charlotte, Brunson, I was watching the Knicks before you were born. Relax, all right? Listen, he is the only person who has trade value on this team. He's the only win now player on this team. Okay. Typically, to look at a basketball team and be like, oh, he's playing he's our best player, so we can't trade him, and he's our worst player, so we should trade him, is the most elementary way of looking at a basketball team and putting a competitive roster together. Listen, the Clippers traded Paul George, the Oklahoma City Thunder traded Paul George and Russell Westbrook before Russell Westbrook became a brick, okay? The Rockets traded Chris Paul and James Harden while they were still really good, okay? This is what teams do when you don't have enough on your roster, okay? When you're not ready to win. Utah just did it with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. When you don't have enough on your roster to win, right, you trade your best players for draft picks and young players to go through a proper rebuild, okay? To go through a proper rebuild. Jalen Brunson's our best player by far, okay? It's not even close. He's the only really good player on our team consistently, okay? You could get value for this guy. Now, what happens when you trade Jalen Brunson? Listen, it's never going to happen, all right? I know it's not going to happen because of optics. We know this, right? What I'm saying is if you trade Jalen Brunson, you could get at least – you could on a team – that's a team-friendly deal. You trade Jalen Brunson on a team-friendly deal to a contender, you could get two draft picks for him probably easily. Then your team sucks. Then you're going to end up tanking whether you want to tank or not. Now you have two extra draft picks and a high pick in the draft. And then you could actually start rebuilding this team from the bottom up instead of playing this half win now, half you know, development bullshit, bro. We have to pick a direction. There's only one direction that's going to win in the future, and that's development, because we don't have enough. Clearly, we didn't have enough going into the season to swing for a superstar. Now we definitely don't have enough, because RJ Barrett's the worst player in the NBA right now, basically. Oh, Julius Randle sucks, okay? We have to do something that's going to help the rebuild. And what do you do when you rebuild? You trade the players that have value. So Jalen Brunson's the only one who really has value. So I'm saying trade Jalen Brunson, fucking tank, and then fucking make – and they Knicks should draft all three players. They shouldn't trade up. The way this team fucking drafts, take all three players. The law of averages says you have to hit one of them. They're going to trade all three picks to move up seven spots and then miss on the fucking player. Not on my fucking watch. Trade Jalen Brunson, tank, draft all three players. That's my take.
Yo, he was speaking gosh. I suggested this a few days ago, and they fucking dragged me to the fucking ground. They dragged me to the fucking ground. I said,
God bless you and your family.
He's our only player with trade value. Any NBA team would be stupid to trade for the other players that we have right now. They know that. Fans know that. And they won't accept it. If I have an opportunity to trade Jalen Brunson for actual value pieces that can help this Knicks team in the future, I'm doing it. Plain and simple. They don't understand that. They're in la-la land. They think we could just be mediocre and that's okay. No, we've been doing this for 20 years, bro. I'm not trying to deal with this shit anymore. I'm surprised.
We've been years.
We are the only fan base that consistently has bald heads and gray hairs.
Dude, it's ridiculous. The reason why this is never going to happen is Leon Rose is selfish and cares about his job.
Oh, for sure.
He's not trying to get fired. That's the only way
that happens if we fire Leon Rose.
Yeah, he's not trading his godson. He wants to win for himself. He doesn't care about 10 years from now for the Knicks.
He doesn't.
It's all money, bro. Why would Jalen Brunson want to leave Luka Doncic and have a real chance to win a championship? He wants his own team and he wants to make money, bro. It's all selfish. This whole thing is about fucking money and fucking power, bro. All right? Stop playing this. Oh, he's our point guard. No, this guy doesn't give a fuck about the Knicks. He wants to make fucking $100 million and he wants his own basketball team, all right? Fuck that. He's too good. He's too good. We're not going to tank with him on this roster. We have to trade him if we want to get a guy high pick.
He's not even a top 10 point guard in the league.
But I feel like, for me, just me personally, I disagree with y'all. For me personally, I think Jalen Brunson he's a good foundational piece. I think Jalen Brunson is somebody that you can build with. I have no problem with Jalen Brunson and RJ Barrett's contracts right now. My issue is number 30 in his contract and paying Obi Toppin and paying Cam Reddish. But I gotta read this off because this shit doesn't even look real. And 157 players are averaging at least 8 field goal attempts per game this season. RJ Barrett is the only one of those 157 shooting below 40% from the floor and below 27% from downtown. Oh my fucking God. No player in NBA history has attempted more than 15 field goals and 5 3-pointers per game while shooting south of 40% from the field and 27% from deep over an entire season. RJ Barrett is putting up 16.4 field goal attempts and 5.6 3-point attempts per game. What the fuck is going on with my number 3 overall pick? If I cannot get at RJ Barrett, I'm getting at his coach. I need this coach fired, and I need somebody else who can teach this young man a better brand of basketball. Because this shit is disgusting. This shit is he cannot defend. He cannot shoot. He doesn't know when to pass the ball.
It's a crazy. He don't even got a bag.
He has no bag.
Offensive bag. He got the same three moves. What the fuck? The same three moves.
I seen a better bag from RJ at Duke.
Facts.
This shit is bad.
Facts.
What is Thibodeau?
Yeah, because he played against 5'11 slow, you know what.
Duke is playing ranked teams. I'm not going to let you do that to my boy.
College basketball ain't even college basketball no more. It's just a dude, if he want to go somewhere and they pay him enough money, he go for the one and done status. These ain't college teams no more. You know what I mean? He wasn't separating in college. He was just overpowering little dudes.
So from me to you, the reason why I keep bringing up the coaches, you have kids. You're not sending your kids to a school where the teachers are dickheads. You're not doing that. So what school is our young kids, these Nick kids that we got, our draft picks, what school are they going to? What are they learning?
Maniac school.
If RJ is still driving into the paint and it's three people there and he's not passing out, at some point, I got to say, yo, coach, can you rein my young boy in? Rein him in. He's not holding RJ accountable. It's disgusting. He's never held Randall accountable. So now it's starting to trickle down. The snake rots at the head. And this shit is becoming, this is our culture now. Selfish basketball. When I got to watch my number 3 overall pick not pass the ball, that shit makes me want to throw up, fellas. Because I'm defending this man. Every single time I come on the app, I'm defending this, even though he's playing bad. I can't defend this shit. Fuck no. But I won't get up here and say trade him. I'm never trading RJ Barrett. But what the fuck is this?
Coach,
I'm telling y'all, the coach, he's infecting y'all. Hold on, Mars. He's infecting y'all with this Knicks STD. It's called menorrhea. It's a Knicks STD. And he's dicking y'all down. And I'm trying to bring y'all back to reality. We have to fire the coach to rein RJ Barrett in. It's no return for RJ no more. He's not coming back. So the only thing you could do is fire Tim's ass. Fire his ass. I'm sick of looking at this fucking 64-year-old retired cop-looking motherfucker. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I got to hear him scream through my TV. I got a 75-inch TV. I got to hear him scream through my TV. I'm at work. The nurse is like, Mr. Mensa, why do your face look like that? Why do you look so angry? Because RJ wanted that pass the ball to Obi. He want a ball hog like Randall. Randall perfected my boy with that bullshit. He been watching Randall for years. When you got your young boy, when you got your 8-year-old around your badass 12-year-old, and they been watching your 12-year-old do this shit for multiple years, they start doing the same shit. RJ, I'm sick of it. Play better. You look trash. My God.
The man got the handle of a 3-year-old child. He fails to go to his right. What is the coach doing? What is my coach doing? This is a coaching issue. Julius Randle has yet to shoot 50% from the field, fellas. That's a coaching issue. Quickly has yet to shoot 40% from the field during the course of a whole season. That is a coaching issue. The Knicks have failed to put proper talent around RJ. That is a Leon Rose issue. Zion Williamson, this ninja gets to have picnics with Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, CJ McCollum. Do I have to keep going? And they got the Lakers draft pick.
So the Lakers get Valanciunas.
With Valanciunas, who can set good picks. You got Ja Morant. He running down the court with Desmond Bane, with Triple J, having fun out there. My boy RJ Barrett got to watch Julius Randle ISOs from the pinch post his first 4 years of his career.
Nah, fuck bro. Knicks fans told me that Randle was MIP Randle and all NBA Randle. And none of them dudes win them awards. And none of them win them awards. You know what I mean? Y'all try to fucking clown me for years and telling me that Randle is good.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know what's going on.
Is that, oh, my God, Ralph. Ralph, you're a good man. I hate Julius Randle. Because of Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau, they have robbed this fan base of their basketball balls. They have robbed us. And we have to come back to reality. We're on this mediocre treadmill because of that fake-ass season, and now we're living off shit that happened 2 years ago to try to still sell a fan base on mediocrity. The Knicks are a 500 team since Thibodeau been here. Mediocrity. 2 years ago, when me, South, fucking Ari, fucking Jay, and all of us was on this app, and we were screaming, trade Randle's ass. Trade his ass. And tank. And you better tank as hard as you can fucking tank so you can draft us some fucking talent. You don't get me Quentin Grimes in a fucking smile. You thought RJ was shooting bad. Don't let me bring up Quentin Grimes' three-point percentage. Don't let me bring up Quickley's three-point percentage. Mitchell Robinson ain't have a three-point percentage in 4 years. All my kids is regressing under Tom Thibodeau. But the convo is just about RJ Barrett. Rightfully so. He's making $120 million. He's the highest paid player on the team. But everybody's regressing under this guy. You know who Thibodeau got right? Taj Gibson. Alec Burks. Julius Randle. Come on now, fellas. We got to grow up. We got to grow up. I need this coach fired, though. Because I think that's the only way I'm going to save my boy. My boy has been playing horrible. And it's not like his first three seasons where he can play horrible in November and then he could bounce back in December and January and this, that, and the third. No, this is not one of those seasons. The team payroll on the Knicks right now is above $400 million. These boys struggled with a team with no Damian Lillard. That shit is embarrassing, bro. And you got fans who sitting here saying that they want to make the playoffs. I'm looking at the mock draft. And for me to see Amen Thompson at 9, a guy who I would take with a top 3 pick at 9. This is at 9. That's all I need to see from this draft. If Amen Thompson's the 9th rated player and he's a guy I'm taking with a top 3 pick, something got to give. Something got to give. Bring me Amen Thompson, Imani Bates, and a center.
I don't even know about Imani yet.
So, I would love to see that, Ralph. Ralph, don't start with me today, man.
Oh, man. Ralph,
don't start with me today, man. Don't start with me today, Ralph. I've been on here screaming about RJ Barrett. I know he's playing bad. Don't come on here with that bullshit. What's up, Ralph? Unmute yourself.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up to the Twitter space? What's up to Ari? Stay, everybody. Jay from Florida. Jay from Florida was making some good points. South, he has good points. Everybody's been having some good points. Welcome to the party, State. RJ Barrett is playing mid, if that.
What party am I welcome to? I welcomed you to the party years ago.
Welcoming that RJ Barrett is playing mid. You know, that's been tough for you, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant to say. But, you know, I was making some points that immediately made me want to. I wanted to ask questions for Ari because Ari wants to sell high on Jalen Brunson.
Ask him.
So I was like, all right, cool. You want to sell high on Jalen Brunson. You know, also, we all know that, you know, he wanted to sell high on Julius Randle. RJ Barrett is now the highest paid player. He's playing mid through these last 19 or 20 games so far. So my question is, like, is your plan to keep RJ Barrett the highest paid player by himself with this team? Like, or do you want to sell high on the big three?
No, listen. So what I want to do, first of all, it doesn't necessarily have to be trade Jalen Brunson. You could shut Jalen Brunson down once the season gets away from you. The purpose of getting rid of Jalen Brunson is to get draft capital because he's the only player that has value on the team, and he's the only good player on this team. And it would force the Knicks to rebuild. But even if you don't want to trade him, let's say, okay, I would shut him down because this team's not winning anything. This is a draft where you want to be in the top five, top 10, okay? And I know nothing's guaranteed in the draft. It's not to get Victor Wembanyama. When you have a certain draft position, there's only a certain, like, you cannot fall lower than a certain level, right? So it's important to be as bad as possible. Like, if you have the worst play, if you're the worst team in the draft, I think you can't drop any lower than fourth in the draft, or third or something like that, right? So the purpose of trading Jalen Brunson is to force the rebuild and keep on getting draft assets. Now, RJ Barrett has not been mid, Raphael. RJ Barrett has been absolute fucking garbage. All right, let's just call it how it is, right? He's been absolute garbage. He's the worst player in the NBA right now. Macri he posted something about, if you take into account his efficiency, his usage, and his defense, you know, RJ Barrett's probably the worst player in playing the worst basketball right now. Okay, so he's that bad. Now, if you get rid of Jalen Brunson, right? With RJ Barrett taking more shots, this team's going to be so bad that you're going to get a top pick, right? So that was my whole plan. Nothing different than when you know, like I just said before, like when you're like the Rockets trading James Harden, or like, you know, when you don't have enough on your team, you blow it up, right? And you blow it up with the best players. The reason why Oklahoma City has 19 first round draft picks is because they traded fucking Paul George and Russell Westbrook. Because they knew they couldn't get out of the second round of the playoffs, bro. That would never happen in New York because stupid fucking fans would be like, why are you trading our best player? You know what I'm saying? Because these fucking fans are fucking stupid, bro. All right? So you have to make hard decisions, all right? If you look at the game, again, through a lens that your best player you can trade and your worst player you should trade, it's the opposite. You should probably trade your best player and you should probably keep your worst player because it'll help you tank. You're not going to get anything for that player.
So we shouldn't ship RJ, man?
What do you say?
Why can't we ship RJ?
How the fuck are you going to ship RJ right now?
He's not worth how much we're paying him right now. Like, why?
So there's no team.
Who the hell is going to sign up for that shit? His contract is
RJ Barrett, we can't scam the Thunder or the Raptors, man, to take RJ.
Yo, Jay. You're not about to blow my high today. You're not about to blow my high, bro. Don't come in my spaces with that bullshit right now.
I understand RJ playing bad, but you absolutely not about to blow my eye. Not when I'm about to go to work soon and do overtime. So what you going to do is say a good take. You not going to come on my take, on my Twitter spaces, and talk that Trey RJ bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit right now.
Yo, type in RJ Barrett on the search bar on Twitter, bro, and scroll for days, bro. It's alarming, man.
Like, do that shit make y'all horny or something? Like,
No, but bro, we're in the minority. Like, this people in this space, the more people that are in here capping for this guy, bro, we're making ourselves look like
clowns. Bro. I don't know if you just came in here. Nobody's capping for him. I just spent an hour screaming about RJ Barrett and why the fuck is he playing so bad. So if you're going to come on the spaces, talk some real shit. Don't talk out your fucking ass. Stop your bullshit. Enough is enough.
You said you wanted to keep RJ, dog. I was literally in the space and you said you wanted to keep RJ.
I'm keeping him. Fuck you want me to say?
For what? For what? No, explain that again. Why are you keeping him?
Because he's a man of his word and he's sticking to his take. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason. Okay, I'll stop talking.
I'm keeping RJ Barrett because.
Because you have a dream. That's why.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me speak. I was lighting my blunt, dumb motherfucker. Now, I'm keeping RJ Barrett because, you know, it goes against my morals. It goes against my principles as a man. I had a Ninja Turtle toy when I was like 10, and that was my favorite toy. And I never let nobody else touch that toy. And when I lost my Ninja Turtle toy, I cried. It was one of my favorite toys ever. So when I turned 28, I bought the toy again to get that feeling back. I don't like that feeling. So I say that to say that, say this. RJ Barrett is going nowhere. You're going to shut the fuck up. And you're going to love RJ Barrett. And you're going to love him for this next decade.
Shanghai Sharks wouldn't even trade for fucking RJ right now, bro.
Okay. I understand that. Get your jokes off now.
Not even on no jokes, this state. Like, his value is, basketball-wise, his value is very low right now.
But
I'm just
tanked right now. Right, but I'm not talking value with a man I'm not trading. See, that's like you telling me to roll a blunt with no Fonto. I'm not doing that. See, I'm not trading RJ Barrett. Like, y'all can try to persuade me to talk anything else. Like, y'all, I'm just not talking that.
We can get Josh Giddey for RJ Barrett in picks.
Stop lying, Jake.
Why are you? We lying? Can't get that. Bro. If we threw, hold on. If we.
Oh, Jake, you can't be this fucking stupid. Josh Giddey's from the almighty fourth seed year. Where was you when I wanted the Knicks to tank that year? Oh, you was one of those people who was shaking ass along with Papa Left. You was shaking ass. I remember that season. State, you dumb. You saying trade Randall. You remember that? Because I do. You remember that, Jake? You remember coming under my tweets? Oh, State, you stupid. You want to trade Randall. You were shaking ass too, so shut up. The fuck out of here. Why you think Papa Left ain't rebuttal me when I said that to him? Stop your nonsense.
Yeah, but me and South were not shaking ass during the fourth seed. Me and
you
South,
and South wasn't. Papa Left was. And Jim
I
was.
I hated that season.
I was.
Ass shaker.
That season with a pass.
So shut your ass up.
But State, I will say this, though. If we drafted RJ Barrett with the number 3 pick, yes, we lost money. I feel like we lost money with that, betting on him.
God, man, I can't even. We lost money betting on Julius Randle, you silly motherfucker, because he won his basketball in a fake season, you silly motherfucker. So since he won his basketball in a fake season, we still living off of that 2 years later.
We lost more money. Lost more money with RJ drafting RJ Barrett number 3 than ever with Julius Randle.
First of all, that's a lie. Hold on. I got this state. That's a motherfucking lie. Because ever since that 2020 season, the Leon Rose has been fully committed to building around Julius Randle, not RJ Barrett. We lost so much money just signing Kemba Walker
Alec, re-signing Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, Evan Fournier. And now, well, I'm not saying we wasted money signing Jalen Brunson, but still, we're clearly he's still in the mind of trying to be a playoff team when we are so far from that, that you don't even believe. So as far as anybody knows, we lost the most money re-signing Julius Randle by far. RJ, I can say what I want about RJ, but at the end of the day, you got to call a spade a spade. Julius Randle, he's been easily the worst thing that's happened for us.
It's the almighty Mars. It's what Steve said.
Peep the Knicks' logic. All right, he had this miraculous season with no fans in the stands, right?
Facts.
End of that season, he had one of the worst playoff performances ever, right?
Facts. I didn't even want him here anymore after that.
They fucked up, right? So then he has a team option where he could just play out the next season. His career before coming to the Knicks and his career the season before that miraculous season
that's been a roller
wasn't
coaster.
Nothing great. So you had the opportunity to be like, okay, this is an outlier. Hey, Randall, we really like you, but yo, right now we got to play out the season, you know, see if we really moving in the right direction. And then, you know, if he has a repeat performance, yo, we going to take care of you. These dudes took care of Randall, who nobody was calling him for. It ain't like he was going nowhere, right? He shitted his bed in the playoffs when real competition started. So you had an easy out. You had an easy out to be like, let's just play this out. These dudes doubled down on bullshit and give him an extension. It's just now, the dumbest shit ever.
It's so much worse because they made the same mistake again with RJ a year later.
Sure did.
Oh my God, bro. When are you going to fucking
people only signed him out of
not
spite.
To extend people before they fucking have to, bro.
He only signed RJ out of spite. That's the worst part about it. They didn't even wait until he was a free agent. That's the worst part about this situation. So now it looks like he's being overpaid. That's another contract we got to deal with. On top of Evan Fournier's. And then we spending all this money on Jalen Brunson. Don't get me wrong. He's the best point guard we had in a long time. All I'm saying is Jalen Brunson is not what we needed right now. What we needed is to finally fully commit to our young guys, and we haven't. Julius Randle has been a front runner of messing that up. Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin, Jericho Sims, all them boys, Quentin Grimes. Shit, we wouldn't even know what we had in Quentin Grimes had it not been for COVID and injuries.
Facts. It all goes to State's fourth seed, man. The fourth seed, like, that got them to switch from rebuild to win now mode.
And that's the problem. Leon Rose doesn't have fucking balls. He doesn't have balls. He doesn't have the same balls that Danny Ainge has. He doesn't have the same balls that Bob Myers has. Bob Myers traded Monte Ellis when he was averaging 25 to 30 points a game because he knew that they weren't going anywhere. He got his trade value. He got whatever he got from his trade value and traded his ass and built around Steph Curry.
That's what you get paid the big bucks for, man. To
exactly.
Make
but
that
those are
not every fucking fan wants to do because it goes against what you would think.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Guys. They were giving him hell. They were giving him hell for trading Monte.
Yeah, they booed him. They booed him on Chris Mullin jersey night.
Mm-hmm.
But those are basketball guys. Leon has succeeded. See, we think that Leon hasn't succeeded. Leon has overachieved. He's gotten all his people paid. He's gotten all his people paid. He got his son a fucking top, you know, 8 draft pick. He got the boy World Wide West in the building. He got his boy Brunson and his godson in the building and got his godson friend on the bench. He has hooked up everybody that he wanted to hook up.
Stop, UCAA,
you part of my family, I got you. So he's really overachieving. He's just not basketball.
South, I just want to say this real quick. I would be agreeing with you and Ari and State. Had we drafted somebody with the number 3 pick in the 2019 draft that looked like a number 3 pick?
Just stop.
If we drafted, stop, man.
I'm tired of your shit.
I'm sick of your shit, man.
Listen. This goes beyond RJ Barrett at this point, man. This has been a bad job. that Leon Rose has done these past 2-3 years. He didn't have the balls to trade Randle. He didn't have the balls to actually fully commit to the young guys. Quickly should have been started his half of his rookie season.
Facts.
Half of his rookie season. Elfrid Payton was the front runner in point guard, starting point guard. And by the time Derrick Rose came in, no more minutes for Quickly. No more. That is a bad job as a GM as far as building your franchise. You see Mars, the talent Quickly has, and you don't even commit to that. That is a problem.
Mars.
Same goes as Obi Toppin. I'm not trying to hear that fucking bullshit.
Go back to the Derrick Rose move.
I guarantee you, if we drafted Darius Garland, he would have been playing the same minutes as Emmanuel Quickly under fucking Elfrid Payton. I'm not trying to hear that shit, bro. We got
to
get
better. Go back to the Derrick Rose move, which is another hookup for the coach. We were on our way to losing. We had two first-round picks in a good fucking draft.
Facts.
And they go and get Tibbs, because Tibbs probably be like, oh, you know, if I get Derrick Rose. And they went and got him. And Derrick Rose so-called saved the season and led them to the almighty fourth seed. Just y'all realize, like, there's been no good move. There's one good move, but shit, the coach didn't even want to play that good move. You know what I'm saying? And the team won't have the balls to make sure that good move stays in the starting lineup. So I'll just leave it at that. But it's been a series of fuck-ups ever since he got 74 million, 8 picks, and a number 3 draft pick handed to him.
Oh, God. I don't know what else to say. My number 3 overall pick is shooting 39% from the field and under 27% from 3.
It's bad.
Mitchell Robinson.
It's inexcusable.
Mitchell Robinson got $60 million, and I don't even think he has 5 double-doubles. Oh, my God. Emmanuel Quickly is in his third season, and he has yet to hit 40% from the field from the whole season. Oh, my God. Quentin Grimes, a.k.a. Klay Thompson, is shooting under 30% from 3 this season. Who is untouchable in all trade talks. Untouchable. Where he's Danny Green at best. And you got Knick fans coming under my tweet talking about, oh, Grimes, he's a good passer. He's good at passing. RJ Barrett looking like Aaron McKee.
You got only 87 players have taken 200 shots this
year. Okay, Jake. I said this stat already.
Dude,
okay.
Don't insult Aaron McKee, bro. Come on.
Okay. Jake, I get it. Okay. All right. Understand. RJ's playing bad. But this is the product y'all deserve. Y'all deserve this product. You deserve Jalen Brunson putting up 22 shots. What winning team with winning aspirations got Jalen Brunson taking 22 shots?
That shit is comedy, bro.
What team with winning aspirations? What coach, matter of fact, with a brain puts Mitchell Robinson? This is why I'm not even mad at Mitchell Robinson missing both of those free throws last night. What coach with a brain puts Mitchell Robinson out there in that situation and not Obi Toppin and Julius Randle at the 4 and 5 spot? Can somebody explain that to me? Can somebody?
My coach is a maniac, bro. And back to your Brunson point, y'all know, if y'all understand basketball, the NBA, y'all understand that after a while, teams are just going to let Brunson score. Teams are just going to be like, fuck it. He's too good in his spots. Let him score. Watch what I said. So y'all can say it's November now. Watch in a couple of months if teams don't just be like, yo, fuck it. Fuck we going for. Let him score and just check everybody else who can't shoot. Watch the bullshit how it happens during the course of the season.
Oh, the Knicks. This fucking team be selling lies, man. I'm so sick of it, man. My last point, man, is just, all right, we got to fire this head coach, man. This team is they hit their ceiling. RJ is never, I don't think he's going to get better under Thibodeau.
I think it's just – I think it's over for that. I think that Thibodeau has reached the point of the players are just tuning him out. When a team allows 130 points multiple times before game 20, they're fucking quitting on their coach, man. They're either quitting on their coach or they're not listening to instructions the whole game. This is pathetic, bro. Across the board. Isaiah Hartenstein, he should never play above Jericho Sims again. The fans who said Isaiah Hartenstein is a floor spacer, go fuck yourselves. Jericho Sims needs to play. Deuce McBride needs to play. Quickly, needs to play. Obi Toppin needs to play. The Knicks got 3 first-round picks this year, possibly 4. If you could get me an Amen Thompson with the 7th overall pick, I'm taking that and I'm running with it straight to the bank. Shit, if you could get me both of the twins, because they both mocked after the 9th pick in multiple drafts, you could get me both of the twins, shit, I'm good for the season. I forgive everything. But this is really bad. And it's compounded with the fact that Reddish is hurt right now. It's weird, right, South? It's weird when Reddish goes down, the shit looks even worse.
Let it burn. I don't even want to see Cam back. I don't want him saving tips, bro. But you notice it now, right? Because when he went down, all I saw was motherfuckers running naked in the streets. Ha, 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 grin. I mean, grounds. Even had people on our thread. Oh, Cam better get healthy. Ha, 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 ha. Now look. So I don't even want to see Cam no more. Honestly, I don't even want to see him no more. Let that young man value raise on the bench and let Tim's value go down. Let's actually say I want Cam to save the Knicks by not fucking playing. That's what I want.
Oh, man. I thought Quentin Grimes was the man for the job. When you're watching Simons cook R.J. Barrett, Quentin Grimes is supposed to check Simons. Where the fuck was he at yesterday? Mr. Untouchable. And he came in the almighty 4th seed draft. In a draft where you could have had Quentin Grimes and Scottie Barnes, Quentin Grimes and Franz Wagner, Quentin Grimes and Josh Giddey. Do you hear the sound of that, fellas? Like, do you hear what I'm trying to get at? Like, you could have had these dudes. Josh Giddey averages a triple-double versus the Knicks. If you don't believe me, go look at the numbers. 6'8" point guard. Always slicing us up. I had a glimpse of another young team. I watched Orlando Magic. And to see just their offense, to see their young players, it's just so beautiful to watch. I watched OKC the other night. So beautiful to watch. To see the free-flowing offense, to see the hockey assists, to see players playing for each other is so beautiful to watch. It's not a lot of ISO. And I got to watch the Knicks, and I got to subject myself to this fucking product every day.
And that's the thing. I mentioned that on the Spaces the other day. I'm like, we're the only team in the NBA with the least amount of upside talent-wise. Everybody got their franchise guy to look on and build upon, except the New York Knicks. OKC has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Josh Giddey, and they don't even know what they have in Chet Holmgren. Wow, they're about to be another lottery pick this year. The Orlando Magic has Paolo Banchero. They have Jalen Suggs. They have Bol Bol. They have Wendell Carter. And I didn't even mention Franz Wagner.
Oh, God.
Bro, the Detroit Pistons got Jaden Ivey. They got Jalen Duren. They got Isaiah Stewart. They got Cade Cunningham. They got Sadiq Bey.
Yo, Mars, please stop.
No. I'm going to keep going. All of us witnessed Cleveland win a championship, tank, and are contending for another championship right fucking now in the same 10-year span. The Houston Rockets were championship contenders and now have a young core to finally build around in the span of 2 years, 2-3 years.
This is embarrassing. This is a disgrace.
Can I give you some stats here? Y'all gonna love these stats, by the way. Do y'all mind if I say something to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
State, don't kill me. All right, don't kill me. All right.
Right.
So this is why the coach has to go. Okay. So for anyone who sits there and says this coach has to stay, right? This is why he has to go. Do y'all know since Alfred Payton left the Knicks, he's been DNP'd the whole time? Hasn't seen nothing. He averages less than like 5 minutes per game.
This is the man that took minutes from Quickly, by the way.
Correct. So, yo, Mars, I just gave you a follow. I need you to follow me back. Here goes another stat. Taj fucking Gibson, all right? Taj Gibson in the New York era, okay? In the New York era, he averaged 20 minutes. He averaged 16 minutes in 2019. He averaged 24 minutes in Minnesota. Who was the same coach? Tom Thibodeau. 2017, when he was in Minnesota, 33 minutes per game. 2018, 24 minutes. 2019, 16. 2020, 20.8 minutes per game. 2021, 18 minutes per game. And as soon as he leaves, the man is averaging 6 minutes per game. Oh, I got more. Alec fucking Burks, who I like, by the way. With the Knicks, he averaged 28.6 minutes per game in 2021. In 2020, he averaged 25 minutes. But when he plays in Detroit, he's only averaging 20. Why is it? Why, like you see a current thing? These guys are playing almost 30 minutes, all right? Here goes another one. Nerlens Noel. Woo! Nerlens Noel. 24 minutes in 2020. 22 minutes in 2021. As soon as he leaves Tom Thibodeau, the man is averaging 10 minutes per game. And he's only played in two games.
Oh, my God.
Two games. This dude sits there and plays veterans over the young guys, period. And if you argue those numbers, I can't take you serious. The coach has to go. I'm not excusing any of the bullshit with any of the players, all right? They're playing mid. That's just a fact. I'm not arguing that. But this coach has to go. Look at those three players that I just gave y'all. They got career highs in minutes per game over the young core. This is why the young core is so ineffective. Because 1 minute they're good, 1 minute they're bad. You want to know why? That's exactly why.
You forgot to mention Kemba Walker, by the way.
That's another one, right? Because Kemba Walker literally was not playing at all until he got to the Knicks, okay? Because of injury. And as soon as he started, he was getting over 20 minutes per game. That's another one, right? Evan fucking Fournier, who y'all sit there and say, oh, he's the sniper, and he's so fantastic. He broke the Knicks record, and...
Yo,
let me give you all these numbers, right? So, for the New York Knicks in 2021, he's averaging 29 and a half minutes. 29 and a half. Oh, God, yo. Like, this is crazy. How does coach sits there and puts these guys over young talent that have a higher ceiling that could be better basketball players? How can you argue that? Do you understand how insane that sounds? As soon as these guys leave the Knicks, you don't hear shit. What have we? Listen, Kevin Knox, who never got a chance, when Tibbs was the coach, all of a sudden now this, and we knew he could shoot. I'm not saying he's the savior. You wouldn't take Kevin Knox over Evan Fournier right now? Look at what he's doing in Detroit. He got himself a solid role. He plays defense, and he can hit shots. You mean to tell me we couldn't have that?
And Smoove, he's 6'9". 6'9" doing that.
You could have made him a Reggie Bullock. You could have did that. You could have did that.
At a cheaper price.
But you know what we did? Guess what? Evan Fournier, we want to pay you like a max player. Here goes 17, 18, 20 million per year. There you go. Even though you don't play a lick of fucking defense. Like, what are we doing, y'all? Seriously. Stay, can you answer that?
Listen, I don't know.
The minutes that I just gave you, when those guys are over here, as soon as they leave, their minutes drop literally double. Todd Gibson don't even – 6 minutes per game? Do you realize in New York he was getting 20? But we chose that over Obi. And listen, Obi is playing like shit right now. I'm not even sparing him because – let me go off for a second. This is my favorite fucking player, all right? And even though the offense is not catered to him at all, even though we made him a fucking shooter and I like the fact he can shoot. But, bro, get your fucking defense up. Go to the fucking basket and show them that you can post up, that you can dunk,
that you can get some fouls.
He can't do it. He can't do it because the offense don't let him. But I need you to do something else, bro. I need you to do something else. I'm not kissing nobody. Ain't nobody safe. I need you to go to the basket. I need you to go get – you know he ain't missed a free throw all year. Go to the basket. Get some fouls. Play some defense. Get some fucking rebounds. And you know what? And when you get that ball, fuck everybody else. They can't find you on that court because we don't have a real point guard that can pass you the ball. Every fucking game I sit there and watch TV, I see him cutting to the basket. Ain't nobody even looking his way. But I'm not sparing Obi either. Get your shit together. You've been playing soft the last 5 games. And he's still the best shooter on the team. And we still don't know how to use him yet. This is bullshit. Everybody knows it's BS. Grimes, I don't want to hear shit about, oh, he can pass. And yeah, he's a solid one-on-one defender. Where's your team defense? You got fucking cooked by Simons yesterday. He was getting cooked so bad that they didn't even put him on the court when it mattered. Come on, man. Let's be honest. RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett. Another fucking basura. Basura! His ass!
Basura.
What are we doing? He can't make a fucking layup. Come on, bro. It's 4 years already. How many years do you need?
Tell a coach, run some offense.
It's crazy. You're this fucking rando. Why the fuck are you pulling up like you're Steph Curry shooting a three? He don't play no fucking defense. And y'all sit here and y'all kiss his ass because he's giving y'all 28. Shut the fuck up. Get that motherfucker off this damn team. This is bullshit. And y'all know it. Y'all sitting here giving his friend up with a fucking pass and they fucking suck. Everybody knows they suck. I'm out of here, man. I'm gonna lose my cool. I'm
gonna
go get some ass. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
They just
pissed me off.
All
right,
he had to get that off his chest. Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yo, what's up, Mikey? How you,
what up,
buddy?
Steve? What up, South? Ari, Smooth, everybody. I just want to give a shout out real quick to the second unit for the most part. When they came on the court, they played really, really well. Like, I think it's more so of a Tibbs issue than it is like a RJ or Randall. If he like gives more minutes literally to the second unit, I think they have a better chance of winning majority of these games. Like if he kept them in longer than he put Brunson in, like for example, IQ played very, very well. And then Tibbs took him out like to substitute IQ into the Brunson into the game. And then I know he brought us back up, but for the most part, that second unit, their main core guys like Jericho, Deuce, give me some names here. I'm forgetting somebody who was in that lineup.
Quickly,
exactly. So yeah, my thing is, if Tibbs just does a better job of understanding like in-game situations and what rotations are working, we have a better chance of doing well, and that's my take on that. But I love you guys' spaces, and just keep up the good work.
Yo, good looking, bro. Good looking, Mikey. Really, just I'm just disappointed, man. I'm kind of glad though I did the spaces because now I feel a little bit better. So now I can actually go to work and actually work. But wow, RJ Barrett is trending on Twitter. Oh my God. I've never seen my draft pick, who I've held to such high standards within these first 3 years, I've never seen him play this bad. And it's magnified because he makes $120 million now. It's not like he's a kid anymore. He's 22 years old. He should absolutely be playing better. But when I'm looking at the coach and what the coach is instructing these boys to do, I'm just out on the coach, and I'm just hoping that Leon Rose makes the decision quick, fast, and in a hurry to get this man up out of New York, because if he does not get Tom Thibodeau out of New York, this shit is only going to get worse and worse. And the one thing I really do fear, and it's been in the back of my mind for a minute now, so now I'm going to just say it, because I'm kind of scared Brunson is going to get hurt, because he is doing so much to carry that his body, I'm just praying that his body just stays healthy all season. I'm going to make sure that, you know, I shoot him a prayer most of the time, because he's getting no help. He's getting no help from his coach. He's getting no help from the number 3 overall pick. He's getting no help from Julius Randle. I don't know what team. I don't know from a roster standpoint. You got it. You bringing a guy in like Jalen Brunson. I don't know, on God's green earth, why would you not want to start Obi Toppin? I don't know why. Why would you even draft Obi? Why would you draft him? Why are we wasting his time? That's one of the biggest things about this past 3 years that bothers me the most is Obi Toppin, man. I feel like Obi Toppin should be and could be way better than what he is now. He just
That's a fact. That's why I said Leon Rose don't have fucking balls. He didn't stick to what he was supposed to commit to. And that's why we're in this situation now. Why the fuck would you draft Obi Toppin if you are going to re-sign Julius Randle $100 million?
Ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. I wouldn't even do something like that in 2K. That's how I know that move was bad. even if you wanted to keep Randle, okay, draft Tyrese Haliburton, draft Cole Anthony. Like, you had, wow, you could have had Maxey and Quickly. Come on now. Good teams, good organizations, man. They pick their guy and they develop them. They actually run the offense through them. They actually make them feel like they're a part of the team. This team is selfish. This team is filled with a bunch of me players. It starts at the top. When you try to cater to a guy like Julius Randle, this is what you get. No smart organization builds around a backed-in version power forward. Randle's not a modern-day power forward. He's a power forward from back in 2015. He's that kind of power forward, a bruiser. And it's okay to be that archetype. It's cool, but that's not something I want to build around. That's not something I would want to build with in the starting five. He does not. And here's another thing. Like, he doesn't protect the rim. He doesn't get steals. He's not a good defender in space. Then you pair him with RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett, he's not. That man does not get steals like that. Okay, RJ Barrett is an elite rebounder at his position. But defending, he's one of the worst defenders on the team. And it's crazy how he's one of the worst defenders on the team, and his defensive field goal percentage on the Knicks currently is still top 5 on the Knicks. So that should tell you how bad the Knicks are right now. You know who's leading the Knicks? Mitchell Robinson. You know who's worst on the Knicks? Julius fucking Randle. As always. I hope this organization gets ahead of this quick and fast in a hurry. I hope they fire Tibbs soon. I'm not going to sit here and root for losses, but at this point, to get RJ Barrett away from Tom Thibodeau, I almost might have to allow him to continue to play bad. I'm not tagging RJ Barrett in no more tweets. I don't want him to save Tibbs' job. I'm being selfish right now.
No, that's selfless.
I know it's disgusting what I'm saying right now, but that's where I'm at with it. That's how frustrated I am.
I'm saying it's selfless because you're actually thinking about the team.
And I would rather RJ continue to play bad so Tibbs can be fired in order to save RJ Barrett, for him to start playing well, and for Tibbs to keep his job longer.
And if you think about it, Jalen's been saving Tibbs' job right now.
Oh, he's absolutely saving his job.
He's been saving his ass. We could have lost a lot more games without those big games from him.
Like, Jalen Brunson literally is a pillow. He's a damn good pillow. But on no team with championship aspirations should Jalen Brunson be your best player.
That's a fact. He's not even a top 10 point guard. That's the scariest thing about it. He's our best player on the team, and he's not even a top 10 point guard in the league. I can name you 10 point guards that I'd start a franchise over him.
It's just, for me, I feel like Brunson is not really the issue. I just feel like his role.
Of course he's not the issue. He's not who we need right now. The focus that we need is the young core. We don't have a championship-level team to build with Jalen Brunson, which is why I was so mind-boggled on even the thought of trying to sign him when we have Emmanuel Quickley for way cheaper and that we haven't even started an entire season with. We don't even know what we have in him.
Yeah, that's bad.
We keep limiting this man's talent while Tyrese Maxey looks like an all-star.
Tyrese is a better player.
It was at some point that Quickley was better than Maxey.
You know when Maxey left Quickley?
Oh, after that playoff run.
No, it's even before the playoff run. The coach started him.
Facts.
It's simple as that. The coach
called a spade a spade. This man's a starter.
He gave him the opportunity. He said, "You know what? We're gonna start the young boy." He started him, and the young boy produced. And this is another egregious thing to me. I got a crazy-ass stat for you. You know the only player that's a net positive next to Julius Randle his past 4 years of being a Knick has been Quickley.
He's a great two-way player.
He
can play defense.
Yes. And that's the one thing I've never doubted about Emmanuel Quickley is his defense. I always felt like he was a solid defender. This year, he took it to another level. And for me to hear him in trade rumors before Julius Randle or Evan Fournier is egregious. And it's a slap in my face. Leon Rose is the same man who consistently said, "We're rebuilding. We're all about development." Quickly still shooting under 40% from the field. What development are you doing, brother? RJ shooting 39% from the field. What development are you doing, brother? They're stagnant. We have to fire the coach. The players they're capped out right now under this coach. The players are not getting better under this coach. RJ Barrett is literally a mirror. I'm looking at the same guy from last season. I'm looking at the same guy from last season in Julius Randle. Obi Toppin has gotten better, but he's shooting like 3-for-17, like Jay said earlier, from three of his last five games. Or did we think that Obi Toppin was going to be Jason Capono the whole season? No. But at the same time, can you run some plays for him? I watched Obi. Yo, I went back. I heard Smooth on a Twitter Spaces the other day, and Smooth was talking about Obi Toppin in college. And, yo, you know what? Let me go look at some Obi Toppin college highlights. The man was actually posting up. The man was actually handling the ball. He was actually in an open, free-flowing offense. Have we ever seen RJ Barrett come off a double screen and get a pass off a cut? Have we ever seen Julius Randle run a 4-5 pick and roll with Julius Randle and Obi Toppin, where Randle throws Obi Toppin the alley-oop? Have we ever seen Quickly come off a double flare screen? When we run horn sets, do the players go to the corners to run some off-ball action to get players open for threes in the corners? When we come out of bounds and we run out-of-bounds plays, do we run good out-of-bounds plays? Or we run ISO out of that play? When you're watching Jalen Brunson and he's coming up the court, not passing to nobody, and he's shooting a contested mid-range jumper, who are we blaming? RJ Barrett has no rhythm, no flow to his offense. Why do we think that, people? Why? You got a lefty point guard, you got a lefty power forward. The point guard got a 28 usage rate, and rightfully so. But the power forward, who's been starting next to my young boy for the last 3 years, he wants to dominate the ball too. How the fuck anybody else supposed to get some flow to their game?
Go ahead,
Mars.
I was saying, you know, it's actually pretty funny, you know, coming from Emmanuel Quickley's rookie year, you know, he doesn't really shoot that much floaters as he used to anymore. And they were efficient, too.
The Knicks completely
destroyed him.
They took away from his game, man.
His feel for the game.
I don't know why he doesn't shoot it no more, but hopefully he could get back to that under a new coach. I'm going to preach fire Thibodeau for the rest of the season. I'm done with this. If RJ Barrett is going to continue to regress under Thibodeau, it's time to get the coach out of here, and it's time to get another coach who can actually get this young man on the right track. I understand people who's talking about RJ Barrett and, you know, trade him and this, that, and the third. He's not going nowhere. This is optics. James Dolan is not trading RJ Barrett. He's not signing off on that. So quit asking. Optics won't allow the Knicks to trade him. Now, the rest of them boys, we could talk for the rest of them boys. But we'll see. We'll see. Shout outs to everybody who tuned in today. I just wanted to talk some Knicks. See KCDA going. So y'all could all shoot over there. I'll probably be over there in a couple minutes, man. Get ready for work. I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. I definitely have the audio out for this Twitter Spaces, this podcast / podcast tonight. I believe this is episode 165 and 166. And, yeah, man, appreciate y'all guys once again, man. Everybody tuned in. Shout-outs to South. Shout-outs to Knicks Spaces. Go follow Knicks Spaces. Shout-outs to Ralph, Charlotte, Mars, Smooth, Uncle Ian, whatever, man. Bro, what's up, Brody? 258, Nick, Knicks, Robert, Knicks, Darren, Brian, Zovilla, Dopeshi. All of you guys, man, I appreciate all of you guys tuning in. Shout out to everybody. Y'all have a safe and beautiful day. And let's go Knicks.